This is Jennifer Brown with your Food for Thought. Did you miss our diabetes prevention program information sessions? Well, if you did and you're interested in learning about this program or possibly registering for the upcoming program, you can contact the Person County Health Department at 336-597-2204, extension 2277. And we can tell you all about the program, about the eligibility requirements, about the rate at which we meet in class, as well as about the incentives, the cost, and so much more. You can also find information on our Facebook page at Person Granville FCS. If you haven't noticed, it is springtime. So that means that the Person County Farmers Market is open back up. It's located on Madison Boulevard, and it serves two important purposes. It provides residents with a local source of fresh produce, and it provides farmers with a reliable way of selling their crops and other products. Today, there are more than 250 farmers markets across the state, ranking North Carolina as the 10th in the nation. For aspiring small farmers, the most critical source of support is the local community they serve. Our farmers market in Person County is also one of the ones that has events to help bring people out in the community. It provides a wonderful family-friendly environment to purchase food, meet growers, taste test new things, socialize, and have fun outdoors, learning where your food comes from. Sometimes they even have cooking demonstrations, ice cream socials, cook-offs, and other special events. The market is open on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon, and some vendors are even now there on Wednesdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Check them out this weekend. And if you go and you purchase items or you see that certain foods are being sold there and you're not sure how to prepare it or how to cook it, you can always contact the Extension office at 336-599-1195 to get more information about certain recipes, about certain cooking methods, and so much more. And if you're like a lot of people, you might watch cooking shows. Do cooking shows inspire you to make the dishes shown? Well, that may be causing you to gain weight. Very few of the cooking shows focus on healthy foods. Many show high-calorie food that you should only indulge in moderation. A new study from Cornell University surveyed 500 young women to see where they learned about foods and recipes in order to see how these factors may factor into their weight. Those who watched cooking shows frequently weighed about 12 pounds more than those who didn't watch the shows. If you're interested in learning about cooking or finding healthy and delicious recipes, don't forget that we offer Lunch and Learn workshops that can provide you information on nutrition and wellness, as well as we share recipes with you. We just recently had a Lunch and Learn about drinking to your health and how you can make healthy beverages, as well as how you can watch the sugar in the beverages that you are drinking. Our upcoming Lunch and Learn is going to be Tuesday, May 25th at noon on Zoom, and it's focused on diabetes. You are in control. We know that diabetes can completely control your life, but it shouldn't be that way. You can learn about diabetes, risk factors, symptoms, and how to even prevent or delay diabetes. And again, don't forget, as I mentioned before, that we have a diabetes prevention program that we're hoping to get started in June. It is for people who have not yet been diagnosed with diabetes. You might be labeled as pre-diabetic or borderline diabetic. You can see if you qualify for this program through a simple risk test available through the CDC. And we can do that over the phone with you. So you can always contact the Extension office at 336-599-1195 to learn more about the diabetes prevention program. And if that program's not the one for you, we have a lot of other workshops or information that we can make available to you, as well as all of our previous workshops that we've taught this past year can be found on our YouTube page at Person Granville FCS. Thanks for tuning in this week. I'm Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service.